Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi,
hello,
Amanda.
How are you doing?
Hi. My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new Roundup claimant. His name is James Brock Williams.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, James.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to, and this is Emmanuel on a recorded line, by the way. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
And then he was a little muffled. I heard John Williams. What was the middle name?
Brock, B-R-O-C-K.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Okay. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. Now, was it you or was it a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype by chance?
Diffuse B-cell.
Okay. Let me click that one here. And then you've had just the single diagnosis, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're filing for yourself, so let me click that button. And then around what date were you diagnosed?
Was it the 17th that I gave you?
I don't have any of that in.
Oh, he switched. Yeah, oh, he switched over. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was the 17th of March, 2018.
Okay, so 3/17/2018. Now, did you primarily use the product at home or for work or both?
At home.
At home, okay. And
yeah.
Then give me the address that you had the most exposure to the product in.
I will say 301 Thomas Avenue. St. Paul, Minnesota, 55103.
So you're in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Has it started to cool off for you guys, or is it still nice and warm?
Oh, man. We've been surprised that it's been like in the 70s and 80s here this week.
Really? This late in the year? When do you guys start to cool
yeah.
off?
We would have been seeing snow by now. We don't
oh.
know what's going on.
Well, shoot, I'll take it. I know it gets. I had a buddy
that
yeah. was for a year and a half, and no, thank you, not visiting there in the winter ever again.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
And so I got the address there in St. Paul. Did anyone else in the household or neighbors or colleagues also get exposed to the product and got sick, or just you?
Just me that I'm aware of.
Oh man, you drew the short stick, as they say, huh?
Yeah.
And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
2018. I am, what am I, 48? And I just had a birthday, 48.
Okay, so you were between the ages of 18 and 79 then, right?
Yeah, about 42.
Okay, perfect. And then about how many years have you sprayed the Roundup altogether?
I will say I use Roundup for probably about a good 10 years.
10 years? Okay. So definitely more than 10 days, right?
Yes.
And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read down a list of other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'll just put no unless you stop me and say yes. So we have hepatitis B, hepatitis C, autoimmune disease, HIV/AIDS, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers, all no to that?
So what's the question again?
So no on having those ailments, or were any of them yes that you've had those ailments?
Oh, no, just the one that I described.
Okay. And then are you an organ transplant by chance or no?
I do have it on my ID, but I think I'm taking it off.
Oh, no, so not you haven't been transplanted in Oregon is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't understand the question. No.
Okay. And then do you have any family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then let me type this here. And then let me put in your name in this section again. Give me one second here. So we have James, Brock, Williams. And then will you confirm your gender?
Will I confirm what?
Your gender?
Male.
And then are you married, unmarried?
Single.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between the Roundup and your injuries? Did you see some ads online? Did you read an article? Did you see something on TV? What kind of way did you put the two together?
Yeah, I was watching something one night, and then I seen this commercial about a Roundup weed killer.
Okay. And about when was that? Was it more recently, a few years back?
It was a while back, and then I just went online and started looking.
Sure. Okay. So would it be maybe 2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23? What year should I put?
I'd probably say, I'd say 2021, I think.
Okay. And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches, and then weight.
My height?
Mm-hmm.
I am 6'2". And my weight is 245.
Okay. And then this is your cell phone, is it? 651-867-8138?
Yes.
And then what would be the best email address for you?
jwilly@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. And then about how many times a month or a year did you use the Roundup, would you say, roughly?
We just did this too, the number. I would say I was using it probably like twice a week, so about 8 times a month.
Okay. So twice a week times 52 weeks in a year, so about 104 times a year then, right?
Well, no, minus winter season.
Okay. So so minus 3 months in the winter. So that's going to be minus 12 weeks for the 3 months. Let me see here. About 40 weeks then, times 3 times, so about 123. Okay, hold on. Let me get rid of the calculator. I think I confused myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, my math sucks as I got older.
So, like, 3 times a week, we're going to say 40 weeks because we're subtracting the summer. I'm sorry, the winter. So that's 120 for the years. Well, that's even at 40 weeks. So 40 times 3 is 120. So we'll put 120, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
And then you sprayed the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, right? You would have used it for at least a year?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear
hello?
Me?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Bluetooth picked up on me.
Sure. And then I was asking, you would have used the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, right? Considering you used it for about 10 years, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I know you were diagnosed in 2018. Have you used it for about 10 years? That means you would have started around 2008. Did I do the math right?
Say that again.
You would have started using it in around 2008, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
And then you stopped after you were diagnosed, correct?
Yep, in about 2018.
Okay. here. And then, did you normally wear protective gear when applying?
I can't say that I always did.
Okay. And
Okay, I'm sorry.
And did you normally get the concentrate that you mixed yourself, or would you get the premix and then use a sprayer?
Yeah, the 2-gallon mix where you got to mix it in.
Okay, let me type that up 1 second. So 2-gallon concentrate that you mixed yourself. Spray that. And then how big is your yard, would you say?
Probably like, I don't know, say
like
probably
12 or about 15 by 20, like what do you guess?
I say 15 by 20.
Okay. That there, and then this was in the state of Minnesota, so let me click that. And then it was you that was directly spraying it personally, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you on city or well water?
I don't. Oh, yeah, we're in the city. Yeah, city.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. And then when you would go get the Roundup, were you normally going to like a bigger, like a Home Depot or a Lowe's, or was it like a smaller mom and pop, like hardware or gardening store?
Yeah, I mostly got it from like Walmart.
Okay. And then, obviously, it's been several years since 2018 since you last used the product, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I'm just required to ask. Did you keep any receipts or any empty containers that are lying around in the garage or yard or something, or no?
No. I told the other guy that
That's okay. And then, are you a smoker, or have you ever been a smoker?
No.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
Yeah, I'm employed.
Okay. And then what's your current job title?
I am a forklift driver.
Forklift driver, okay. And then have you ever lost any time from work because of your treatments or anything related to your condition?
Yeah, I had to do a 7-day stay.
Okay, let me type that up. And missed work. Okay. And then what is your current employer's name?
Siva Logistics.
Siva?
Siva, C-E-V-A.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Let me put that there. And then just a couple more questions. And then you'll be all set here. This one just asks if you've ever been in the military or no?
No.
Been involved in other lawsuits or no?
No.
Ever filed for disability or workman's comp or no?
No.
Ever filed for bankruptcy or no?
Yes, I did a bankruptcy before.
Was it discharged?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you remember around what year it would have been discharged?
This year.
2024. And then what's the county?
Ramsey.
Ramsey County. Okay, perfect. Let me tap that in. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then, if so, can you please explain?
When I was younger, when I was younger, I committed some crimes. I was running with a gang and committed some crimes.
Some crimes. Okay. Let me type that up. And sorry, I'm not the fastest typer, and I just want to make sure I don't make any spelling errors, so bear with me. Thank you for your patience. And then I will find the address. Just give me the place that diagnosed you, the hospital or facility's name.
Okay. United Hospital.
And in the city?
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay, same
stuff. Yeah.
I have it here. Let me plug that in. And then do you recall your doctor's name?
Dr. Bailey? Yeah, Cheryl Bailey. It was Cheryl Bailey.
Dr. Cheryl Bailey. St. Paul. Perfect. There she is. Second. Oh, I wonder if she's going to retire soon. I'm sorry?
No, I was talking to somebody. I was just letting them know I'll be done in a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was just literally a couple more sections and then we're all set here. And then either you or the doctor will have medical records, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me plug this other. It's asking for her name in this section as well. So let me click that there. And then do you recall the kind of treatment they did for you? Was it chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Yeah, we did. We did injected chemo. We did immunotherapy. And like a pain regimen.
Okay. And do you recall when they started the chemo? I know you were diagnosed on the 17th in 2018 in March. Were they able to approve the treatments right away, or did it take a couple weeks? Or?
Let me see. Let me count. I'll say probably in June, and I did like six of them until the end of till the end of the year.
Okay.
It was something like that.
Okay.
I believe it was June of, was it that? Anyway, I just know it was for 6 months. I did six of them.
Sure. I gotcha. So you were treated in June of 2018, and then... What is your current mailing address? Is it the same one you gave me earlier, on Thomas Avenue?
No, okay. No. No, that's where you was asking me where I use most of the chemicals. No.
Perfect.
My current address is 1457 St. Paul Avenue, number 7. St. Paul, Minnesota, 55116.
Perfect, thank you. And we're just about done. Two more questions here. This one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No, sorry.
Okay. Let me put NA. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
10/13/1975.
And happy belated. That was, what, about 2 weeks ago or so, thereabout?
Yeah, a couple days ago, a week ago.
Yeah, because it's the 29th now, right?
Yeah.
So that would have been, what, 16 days ago?
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And 1975, so that's 49. So next year is the big 50.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that'll be a special one. Not a lot of people make it over.
I was going to say, have you had yours
No. I will have the big 4-0 in, let me see, in like 4 years.
in four? Okay.
I still got a little
You're
bit.
right behind me. You're right behind me here.
So I have 10, 13, 75, and then the last section for the HIPAA compliance form is just your social, the last four.
9125.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign for an e-signature. It's going to go to your text and to your email, but you can open up either one. It'll take you to the same place there. So let me, and it's spinning right now, so give it a quick minute, and then I'll confirm that it was completed correctly, and then I'll let you get back to your day there.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Now I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you read, and then I'll do my best to guide
Yeah,
you.
it's a e-address for DocuSign.
Yep, and then you'll just open that up and
Tap it.
follow the prompts, and then I'll let you know when it shows completed on my end.
Okay. So it says, do you agree to receive future?
We'll say yes to that.
Yes. Okay. Now the DocuSign is up. Allow my
Right.
current location.
Not required. That's only to just make sure that like it's actually you signing and not someone in like Asia or something that would have gone your
Yeah,
phone.
okay. So I'm continuing now. I hit yes anyway.
Yep. Okay, yeah. And then you hit there should be a little box to check off that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. And
Yep,
then
I
once you
got it.
tap that, okay. Then you should be able to hit a yellow start button. Did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button.
Yeah, that says I'm done.
Oh, let me check here. Yep, you are all set, so I'll let you get back to your day. In about a couple of weeks, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're just going to call and introduce themselves, double check my work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that, and then put you in their system. Other than that, you should have a completed copy of the document in your email right now for your records in case you need it for any reason, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye. Good night.
Hey, Emmanuel, you have a good one.
You as well. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.